Good morning. So today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, but in Yerzah Hashem we're going to start on Yud Amud Beis. If you remember again, we left off with the machlokis regarding the Or HaAsla, the leather toilet seat, and the dimensions. Also remember, not that toilet seats are our major topic that we're contending with, but remember the Gemara was bringing it in as a manifestation of the machlokes of Omein Meruba ala Parutz Mishnei Tzadim Omitzad Echa. So just to clarify again, the fundamental dispute that we are focusing on is the issue. Everyone agrees that in order for an area to be enclosed, you have to have more enclosures than open area. The Shaila is, what happens if the enclosures are only the majority if they come from both directions? So do we say that you have to have the majority of standing area in a contiguous fashion? But if it's from two different directions, that does not create the majority? Or even if it comes from two different directions, mishtei ruchos, that's also called the majority of closed areas. So that's the machlokes. So mostly when it came to the toilet seat, so we had the machlokes Rav Dimi and Ravin, in terms of, remember, by the toilet seat we're trying to figure out is a din of tumas ohel, or a din of ohel, I should say. The ohel has to be one tefach by a tefach with the height of a tefach, and ultimately, again, that goes ahead and creates an ohel, so that there's a piece of a mace underneath that area, and something else comes, or something else is there as well, then halacha lemaisa, that transfers tumas mace. So that So the Islaga Daitcha, fine. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up on the bottom. The Islaga Daitcha lo pligasu le rabin hechi iboile le meimar. So we'll say again. If you remember, the Gemara originally wanted to say that Rav Dimi and Ravin are not arguing. They're just using different fingers. Then the Gemara said, no, loi plagis, so they're really arguing. And their argument is about omen meruba ala parath mishtei ruchos. Mishtei ruchos. So the Gemara said, these are daitcha lo pligaso, because again, if you think that they're not arguing, the Ravin hechi iboile le meimar. Ravin should have said the following. Etzba ushlish mikan, one and a third fingers in this direction. One of etzba vishlish mikan, the etzba ushlish rebach beemtsa. So if they're not arguing, then Ravin also should have made equal measurements, just like Rav Dimi did. The elamai, palginon, therefore what do we see? That they're arguing. Ledidi hachi baile lemeimar. This is what it should have said. Etzba ushne shlishim mikan. Right? A finger and two thirds from this end. The etzba ushne shlishim mikan. And a finger and two thirds from this end. The etzba ayim ushne shlishim revach pa'emtsa. And two and a third fingers in the middle. Ela iika lemeimar de palginon. De parut ke omid palginon. So Rebbe will say, what comes out from this sugi is the following. There are two potential machloksim that are occurring over here. Both will be followed up by the Gemara to come. Machlokis number one is Omein Meruba ala Parutz Mishtei Ruchos. Right, where again, Rabbi will say, where you have now a majority of enclosures, but the majority of the enclosed area is not contiguous. In order to go ahead and have a majority enclosures, you have to draw from two different directions that may or may not be connected. That's issue number one. And issue number two is the Parutz Ka'omei Paginon. Parutz Ka'omei means what happens if it's equal. What happens if you have equal open spaces and equal closed spaces? Halacha lemaisa, what wins out in a 50-50 scenario? So again, the Gemara is just suggesting that depending on how you want to go ahead and arrange the measurements of Rav Dimi and Ravin, either one could be the source of the machlokes. The pashtos, their fundamental machlokes, has to do with omen ru'a laparitz mishnei tzadim. Fine. The Gemara goes weiter. Im yesh lo tzuras ha-pasach, af al pi sherechav me'esra eno tzarech lemait. So remember again, the Mishnah said that if there is a Tzuras HaPesach, which means two side beams and a top beam, then even if the entranceway is wider than 10 amos, you need not in any way decrease that entranceway. So the Gemara says, Ashkichan Tzuras HaPesach Demahanya Birachbo Ve'amaltura Demahanya Begavo. So we'll say, here's what we know. We know that a Tzuras HaPesach helps with width. Meaning that if you have remember, without a Tzuras HaPesach, an opening could be how large? 10 amas. More than 10 amas, the Mishnah says, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us how far that goes. We'll get into that. So here's what we know. Tzuras HaPesach works to diminish the width, an illegal width, or too much of a width. And remember the Amaltura? The Amaltura was that it doesn't have to be a beam. But it's, let's say, a beam with the Gemara explained it as like engravings of bird's nests, meaning something that draws your attention to it. So remember, we saw the Gemara earlier that even if you have the Mavui that's Lemala Me'esrim, that's higher than 20 Amos, if you have your Amaltira there, so therefore, again, we assume that that's still going to be okay because it'll draw people's attention to it. The assumption being that the Korah works because of Heker, works because it's a reminder. So as long as it's something that draws your attention to it, even if it's higher than 20 Amos. So Tzuras HaPesach works for width, Amaltira works for height. What about top of Yud Aleph, Ipchamai? What about the opposite? Would Tzuras HaPesach work for height? And would Amaltira work for width? So the Gemara says, Tashma. The Sanya Mavui Shugava Me Esrim Amo, you might. The Braise says if you have a Mavui that's higher than 20 Amos, you must diminish the width of the Mavui. Vim Yeshul Tzuras HaPesach, however, again, if the Mavui has an entranceway, Eino Tzarech L'mayit, you don't have to go ahead and diminish the height. Right? I'm sorry, I said width before the height. So we'll say, what do you see from this Braise? So here's an explicit Braise that tells you what? That Tzuras HaPesach does, in fact, work even for height. Even for height, which also makes sense because, again, if you go that all of these things are operating because of Heker, are operating because it's a reminder, so as long as you have something that would draw people's attention to it, then halacha lemaisa, that should be fine. Okay, what about amaltiro berachlo mai? So now we've explained about that Tzuras HaPesach works for height and width. What we know that an amaltiro works for height. Does an amaltiro work for width? So the Gemara says, Tashma. So the Braisa says, Tashma, Desanya, Mavui Shehu Gavoa Me Esrim Amo. If you have a Mavui that's higher than 20 Amos, Yemait, you must diminish it. You must diminish it. Varochav Me Eser, Yemait, similarly again, if it's wider than 10 Amos, you must lessen it as well. Ve'im Yeshlo Tzuras HaPesach, Eino Tzarech L'mait. However, again, if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have to diminish the width of 10 Amos. Furthermore, if it has an amaltura, you don't have to diminish the dimensions. So the Gemara says, well, what does that refer to? Does that not refer to the last case? Does the amaltura not refer to the last case? What was the last case, Rabosai? Of the entranceway that was wider than 10? Lo aresha. The Gemara says, no. Amaltura is talking about the first case of what? Mavoi lamala me'asim. Rabosai, halocha lamaisa, the way we paskin is, that we really only use a Tzuras HaPesach for width and an Amaltura for height. Technically speaking, if you use a Tzuras HaPesach for height, it would work as well, but an Amaltura only works for height, does not work for width. The Gemara goes weiter. Masni la Rav Yehuda lechia barav, kameh dirav. So let's listen to this. So Rav Yehuda taught the following idea, tichir barav, in front of Rav, and he said, eino tzorich lemait. So we'll say, now this is talking about a situation where you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that is more than Eser, right? That is more than 10 Amos wide. So I have an area, I have an entranceway that's more than 10 Amos wide with a Tzuras HaPesach. So Rav Yehuda says you don't have to diminish it. The Rav said, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi says, no Rashi, sorry, next statement. So we'll say, oh, Rav Yehuda's teaching is like what we just saw in the Mishnah. Then halacha lemaisa, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's wider than 10, if you have an opening of a mavui that's wider than 10 amos, that has a Tzuras HaPesach, you need not diminish the width of the Tzuras HaPesach. Fine, that's Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Amar Lei, Rav said, asniye tzarech lemait. Rav says, no, teach it differently. You have to adjust your teaching to say that even if it's wider than 10 amos and it has a Tzuras HaPesach, you still have to what? You still have to diminish the width of the entranceway. Top Rashi, Asni Yitzarach Lamait, Afidu Yesh Lo Tzuras HaPesach. Shabbos say now, what seems to be happening over here is that Rav is arguing on the Mishnah. Right? Because the Mishnah said, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then even if your entranceway is wider than 10 Amos, that's fine. Rav said no, even with a Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be within 10. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Medivei Rabbeinu Nilmad, from the words of our Rebbe we will learn, Chatzer Sheruba Pesachim. I will say again, remember, the Rabbeinu over here is, of course, Rav. So Rav Yosef is saying, according to what Rav just said, that Tzuras, really, what is Rav really saying? What Rav seems to be saying is that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. That's really what he's saying. Tzoros HaPesach doesn't do anything, and therefore, if the entrance is wider than 10, it doesn't matter. It has Tzoros HaPesach, doesn't have Tzoros HaPesach. You have to diminish it. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Mitiv Rabbeinu Nilmad." From the words of our Rabbi, we will learn Chatzer Sheruba Pesachim Vichalonos Einot Niteres Tzoros HaPesach. That if you have a chatzer whose walls are mostly made up of entranceways and windows, Emuliter Tzoros HaPesach is not permitted because of Tzoros HaPesach. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says the following: Einot Niteres Tzoros HaPesach. Va'afilu psachim kitanim me'aser, ki hechi delo mahani tzuras pesach l'shavye yose me'aser, pischa lo mahani, nami lifrotz merubala, omei b'psachim kitanim. So we'll say, what Rav Yosef is saying is the following, that b'pashtos, if you have walls of a chatzar that are filled with windows, that are filled with doorways, a lot of times those windows and doors can have a tzuras pesach themselves. But they see from here that a tzuras pesach, according to Rav, doesn't help. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, the same way that tzuras pesach won't help to create or to remedy a breach of more than 10 amos, so too perhaps tzuras pesach will also not work to make it omeid meruba ala parutz. And therefore, again, halacha l'maisa, the chatzur will be, when I say chatzur will be invalidated, what I mean is the chatzur will no longer consider to be enclosed. My time, what's the reason? Hoil v'yoser me'eser oser, because since Rav asers, even with the Tzuras HaPesach, an open area more than 10, b'mavui, in a mavui, uparitz meruba al ha'omed, oser b'chatzer, and furthermore again, in a chatzer, if you have more open space than closed space, that prohibits carrying in a chatzer, ma'yoser me'eser ha'oser b'mavui, eino nitar b'tzuras HaPesach. So just like according to Rav, that yoser me'eser, if you have an opening more than 10 amos, cannot be permitted through a Tzuras HaPesach. Af porut meruba al ha'omud ha'oser b'chotzer eino niter b'tzuras HaPesach. So Rav Yosef is suggesting that according to Rav Rabozai, the same way that halacha l'maisa, Tzuras HaPesach, does not help by the entrance we have the mavoi. If the entrance we have the mavoi is more than 10 amos, so too according to Rav, Tzuras HaPesach will also not help in order to create the situation of omeid meruba al ha'porus. What Rav Yosef essentially is saying is, it would appear to Rav that Tzuras HaPesach is inconsequential. That's his bottom line. If Tzuras HaPesach is inconsequential, we're assuming that Rav doesn't just apply that in a mavui. Rav must also be applying that in a chotzer. So therefore, in the same way, if you have an entranceway to a mavui that's more than 10 amos, according to Rav, Tzuras HaPesach is meaningless. Let's say in a chotzer. Remember, we'll say, we're using these terms interchangeably, but they're different. The chotzer is different than a mavui. The chotzer has different halachos than a mavui. For a chotzer, in order to be enclosed, you need one basic thing, which is omid meruba ala parutz. Right? It needs to be mamish enclosed. You need to have more closed space than open space. Now remember, halachically speaking, we thought before we got to Rav that an area could be considered closed if what? If you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Now what Rav is saying is that's not true. V'harayo, if you have a mavoid that has an entrance rate that's larger than 10, according to Rav, obviously if it's less than 10, you don't need anything, because if it's less than 10, it's considered closed. If it's more than 10, Rav says Tzuras HaPesach does not work. He says you'd have to fill in another wall section. So then what Rav Yosef is just saying, so let's apply this, let's take this a step further. If you have walls of a chatzar, and the walls of the chatzar, the majority of the walls are windows and entranceways. And Rabbi said, "Pashtos, every entranceway has what? Has a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, if you hold that a Tzuras HaPesach is meaningful, then a Tzuras HaPesach could allow you to say that the walls of the chatzar are still majority what? Majority closed. But if you don't hold that Tzuras HaPesach is meaningful, then what? Then the majority of the walls of your chatzar are not closed, in which case you do not have omeid meruba al ha'parut. Instead, what you have is parut meruba al ha'omeid. In which case, again, the chatzar is not enclosed, in which case carrying is usur in the chatzar." So the Gemara says, well, maybe not. The Gemara says, "Mali yoser me eser b'mavui, shekin lo hitarta bo, eitzel pase biros l'Rabbi Meir." But maybe here's the difference. When it comes to yeser me eser, when it comes to an area open more than 10, maybe perhaps the reason, Rav Yosef's statement has pretty wide sweeping ramifications, both for Mavoi and Chatzar. But Gemara now wants to show that maybe Rav's position is only vis-a-vis Mavoi, but maybe it's not by Chatzar. What would be the difference? Man liyoser me eser, because when you have a breach, when you have an opening of more than 10, maybe the reason why that aser is by a mavoi is because shekain lo hitarta bo etz al pasibiros.